This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. It has been a while due to weather and things that happen in weather. And joining us for the first time in quite some time, freshly back up on the, on the air or back up. He's going to explain it to us. Joining us again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, it is great to have the gang back together. I was mugged by a hurricane without power, without internet, and then my computer died. And there's so much technology to make this show look easy. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, yeah. So I'm very curious, in the beginning with the when you guys were in the middle of the outage, how fast was it for, was law enforcement on site to try to keep things going? Were you on your own to try to keep things going as far as security and everything?
Wow. The morning of the hurricane, meaning the cells passed, the rain stopped, you go out and you pick your way through the power lines to look at the devastation, check on friends, start the process of standing life back up on its feet again. I saw a few law enforcement vehicles. Obviously, they had been called. They're not sitting around. They're few and far between. Getting around was hard. Debris was everywhere. Power lines were down. Now, if you're 5 miles from a substation or 10 miles from your nearest internet node where it goes to fiber, and one tree falls, you're without power. In our case, we had dozens and dozens of trees over that 5 to 10 mile. So it took them a long time to stand up. A few days later, the National Guard was in town. And they were, I never saw them act. They were just there as a presence. They were in front of a few liquor stores. They were handing out free meals. They were in front of gun stores. I asked them, what are you guys doing? And they said, we're just here. If you need us, we're here, and we're handing out meals. As soon as it gets down to less than 100 a day, we'll close this center and go on to do other things.
What kind of, when you say they were handing out meals, were they handing out MREs, or were they actually handing out hot chow?
Some of both.
Yeah.
A lot of the local restaurants, even those that were, air quotes here, damaged, kept their restaurants closed, but their kitchens open. They were feeding work crews. In the first few days, there were a few examples of rioting. Not rioting, looting, break-in. Mostly somebody broke into your neighbor's house because they left and they hadn't gotten back yet. And some of those robbers were killed. So that didn't last long. As people came back, they provided their own protection. In my case, a friend had been looted twice, and I said, here's a spare generator. Here's a spare air conditioner. Go to your place, stay there, and stop this. And they did, and it did.
Well, you haven't. Now, in Louisiana, and yes. I'm just curious about this, because I lived there, but it's been a while since I've lived there.
Right.
I think I moved away from there in 1988.
It has been a while, Bill.
It has been a while. Open carry is allowed in Louisiana, right?
It is, absolutely. And I don't usually open carry. Sometimes I did just to be a visible deterrent.
Right. What about, is it okay to open carry rifles?
I don't know. I didn't. You know, I just carried the handgun on my hip.
Right.
You know, if you're slung muzzle down, now see, during a hurricane, I don't think anybody's going to bother you.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say was we did have an invading army, but they were welcome because within about 4 days, we had 23,000 linemen from all over the central U.S. come here to try and stand up our power grid again.
Right.
And everybody with a kitchen was making meals just here. We'll feed them over here. The VFW next to me closed, but their parking lot was full of line trucks, and the guys had chow inside. Under a local bridge, there was a mobile laundry factory. You know, just looked like something right out of the Army, because 20,000 guys, if they're working 12 to 16 hour days, come on, give them something clean to wear.
Laundry becomes that is actually a thing. That's when they're teaching you how to survive in any sort of weather. Staying clean and dry are two big caveats. So laundry is a good thing. They set up. That means they were serious.
We've moved over 2 million cubic yards of debris. That's like, what is it, 4,000 football fields that we've covered with this stuff. We chip it, we haul it out on trucks, and we're less than halfway done. We're going to double that easily. We live in a forest down here because it's hot,
yeah.
And the forest fell down.
I've often wondered what happens with all the stuff they chip. Do they actually use that? Does mulch go on sale after one of these things?
The two guys who are going to go out of business this year are people who sell much mulch and sell firewood.
Gotcha. Because
everybody has a ton of it. I mean,
yeah.
Where do they? I don't know where they're putting it. For all I know, they take it to a landfill, but they grind it up first to just compact it.
Right. So. What is the current status at Shea Morse?
Oh, we're good. I lost things that don't matter. Shingles, gutters, tree branches, you know, literally probably 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of tree branches we had to put on the curb, and fences.
Right.
But, yeah, and my computer, and once the power came back on and we sorted out the computer issue, we had to, my wife's office lost her roof, so they had to come and move here. It is impossible right now to find office or a place to live because about 20% of the housing stock is not livable right now. It may be recoverable. A lot of people went out and bought trailers because the price of those didn't really change much. They scoured them from the South Central U.S. and they're living in a trailer while their house is repaired.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, that's interesting because before all this started, I was talking to somebody and I talked to this guy who sells above ground pools, and they came up in short supply during COVID, and now what you're talking about, I bet you that there's a short supply of trailers now. Amazing how things change.
The good thing about trailers is they roll.
That's right.
Right. So, yeah, I believe the local lot is empty, but a week from now, it won't be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Coming up on the first break, you can catch Rob's stuff. He starts out at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it goes out to ClashDaily.com, then makes his way to Ammo Land, two podcasts, the Ensemble Cast Polite Society podcast and the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The They are the home of the BFS 3 Trigger, the Salus Line, Reformation Providence, Militia Line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse as he makes his return from the land without power. You know, they say that if you can survive without power for a week, you're good to go.
And I'm wiser than I was. Lots of people were prepared. It was my first hurricane. Yeah, you get generators, you power your building partially, you put in window units because you can't run your major air conditioning, and you take care of water. If you, lots of people still had natural gas so they could cook. They still had city water. There were one or two days when the pressure dropped, and then it was right back up. You know what? Entergy and AT&T did a great job getting their networks back up. They've been around. They've right. seen this before. T-Mobile, Verizon, Suddenlink, you know, they're used to somebody's kid hitting a pole, not a hurricane knocking down 7,000 poles.
Right.
I spoke to some of the technicians, and they said, yeah, we've got people connected, but you don't understand how robust our network usually is. We can stand breakages and still keep you in service. We can't do that right now. It's up, but fragile. They figured they were going to be working for a year to get it, to return the redundancy that they had before.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of redundancy, shall we get political?
Sure.
I just saw just before we came on the show that the Senate Judiciary Committee put up their schedule to hear Amy Barrett 1 week from today. I wonder what the Las Vegas odds makers are saying about this, in the sense that who will be tasked by the Democrats to come up with some sins in this woman's past where, oh, she did something wrong, but the complainant was too drunk to remember details like, were there any witnesses?
I think the last time they went after her for being a Catholic. And
she has adopted children of multiple races.
Right.
Probably about to say that that's bad.
Well, that makes her a colonialist and a racist colonialist, which I've heard some people say. Right now I'm not real enamored with the Las Vegas odds makers, simply because they're showing they didn't learn. They're showing Biden with a 62% chance of winning the presidential race. And I'm like,
take that bet.
Why? Why are you showing that? How does that? I mean, I would think these guys would want to. I don't know.
Well, we know the usual players. What's interesting is that the middle is in play. Just think about it. Joe Biden said he will neither confirm nor deny that he would pack the Supreme Court if he faced a majority of justices who were textualists. You know what textualist means. I mean, we can go back to Judge Scalia.
Sure.
He said the Constitution is alive because we read it rather than interpret it, and that we kill it if we can bend its meaning to our will. He said it says what it says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. And the anti-gun politicians, particularly, what was it, Giffords, they agree with the judge. They absolutely agree. They said, Giffords said, the scariest part of the Supreme Court Justice Barrett is that she'll follow the Constitution. She'll literally, I mean, it's what.
Why is that scary? Why?
Yeah, because she won't reinterpret it to mean what the politicians, some politicians, want it to say.
Right.
Now, and I've heard you, I quote you all the time, you know, we can get rid of the Second Amendment. It's not hard. We have a provision for it right in our Constitution.
Yep.
Go propose it in the House, take it to the states, pass the amendment. We've had constitutional amendments before. Let's go for it. But until you do that, You're killing the Constitution when you violate it by inches.
Yep. Yep. The I'm watching some of this stuff, and the part that I find stunning.
Yeah.
Is that everybody thinks this is what's going to happen, and then some of the people that I'm hearing talk this stuff, they're saying when it does happen, not if it does happen, when it does happen,
right?
Then it will never be the same in the United States again. And I'm just sitting back going, so we're just going to take it. You guys are just going to take this. And I, you know.
Right. So isn't that interesting? If the Democrats, through mail-in ballots, take the presidency and the Senate, and they think that there won't be a backlash and a bunch of us saying, you know what? You keep your federal laws. Because most federal laws are enforced at the local level. There aren't that many U.S. Marshals. If you want, this is true throughout time. If you want to make a government unstable, give it immense power, because then there's a huge competition to see who controls it. If you want to have a democracy that's stable over long periods of time, you have to have a limited government. For politicians, a lot of them are willing to invite war so that they can have greater political power. The war allowed them to assume more power, and then yet, after having assumed more power, it invited more conflict. It's an old, old, old theme, and it rolls on and on. I did see a great article who said, you know, with Antifa, and they were also citing the hurricanes. By the way, I think we get another one coming into Louisiana on Thursday. 'Tis the season to bring your raincoat. That we'll have to talk about after the break. But okay. The police can't protect us because their boss told them not to.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Rob is he does two podcasts, and the podcasts are big. One of them is the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. The other one is his solo effort, the Unique Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The courts can't make policy decisions for the country. That's one of the points Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett made during her opening statement at her confirmation hearing. She told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the courts are vital to the rule of law, but should leave political decisions to elected officials.
Courts have a vital responsibility to the rule of law, which is critical to a free society. But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life. The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try.
Barrett also thanked her family in her remarks and praised her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, for shaping her outlook on the law. This is USA Radio News. The White House is pushing for this week's canceled debate to go on as originally scheduled. White House Deputy Communications Director Brian Morgenstern told reporters that the president is ready for another face-to-face showdown with Joe Biden.
The president is ready to debate, and his doctors have cleared him for participating in public engagements. They've said he's no longer a risk for transmission. So it would be nice if the commission would get the debate back on the schedule. I think the president's ready to go. He wants to be on stage debating Joe Biden in person. So if they'll do that, get it back on the schedule, I think the president would be happy to show up.
The mayor of a Tennessee town that hosts the Bonnaroo Music Festival has died of COVID-19. The city of Manchester, Tennessee, announced Monday the passing of Mayor Lonnie Norman more than a week after he was hospitalized with the virus. Norman was elected to his third term as mayor back in August. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, who has got power and things coming back and stuff like that.
And I am one of the lucky ones. There are people who still don't have power, don't have internet. A lot of us still have sort of a third world phone system, meaning if you really want the call to go through, you have to drive downtown, so you're hugging a cell phone tower.
Right.
But some people have spoken very, very clearly. I like this article that brought up how badly we misinterpreted the Second Amendment. We think it's, hey, you can concealed carry and stop a criminal who's attacking you. And the argument, though, was, oh, you don't need that anymore. We have the police. Unless the police were told to stay home because the riot's been sponsored by those who are politically favored by the mayor or the district attorney, and they have carte blanche to break the law at will.
Sure.
You need, now, the problem is you can survive defending yourself and then be charged by the government. We've seen that repeatedly. Portland, Seattle, Chicago. Okay. That's why that federal law is important. Hey, no. There are limits on what the government can condone. You can't charge him. In fact, that teenager in Kenosha, his lawyer just sued Joe Biden for claiming that he was a racist
Right.
Because he defended himself as three other white guys attacked him. Such political pandering. It's disgusting. But what do you do when the cops don't come? When the cops not only can't come, but due to political motivations won't come? You don't live in the favored quadrant of the city where we enforce the law. Wow. We see that in St. Louis now. You know, Soros bought his district attorneys. I think the next article I write will be on the real purpose of BLM and Antifa. Wow. It's politically scary to defend yourself, but also it's politically necessary that you can.
Well, I mean, they're trying to create a conundrum because they went after the McCluskeys, right, in St. Louis. They've gone after Kyle Rittenhouse, charged him with murder, which, you know, they have to have intent to commit murder. And at the same time, they're trying to make everybody that actually defends themselves, they're trying to make them into Charlottesville white supremacists.
Right. I forgot the name of the journalist in Portland who was being attacked by about seven people. He brandished and ended up getting charged with like 16 felonies.
Strickland. 20. Yeah. He got charged with 21 and 10 of them. Originally, he was charged with two misdemeanors.
Right.
And then they came, Ceasefire Oregon came out there, and that got changed to 10 felonies, 21 total charges. And now he has to go to the Supreme Court.
And it was a miscarriage of justice from beginning to end.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court is extremely unlikely to take the case. Just the odds are, what, 1 in 10,000. You know, it's just horrible. But that's what happens if, isn't that interesting? We've ghettoized the United States. There are places where the law doesn't apply.
Right.
Right. Dangerous, dangerous. And that may be one of the reasons we see the remarkable increase in concealed carry, because you literally are on your own. Someone can kill you and get away with it. That happened. I mean, they kicked a guy who was part of a prayer group, was kicked to death in Portland. No charges. They tried to kick that kid in Kenosha in the head. Oh, yeah. The prosecutor said, oh, he was just going to jump over him, foot first, aim for his head, and the kid has to duck. What baloney. It's really embarrassing the lies to which politically motivated district attorneys will go. It's frightening. And we have to take our country back. I hope that puts a lot of us in the polls. I'm going to vote as soon as I can.
Well, I have never voted before the election, so I'm just waiting for election day to come along, and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to vote in person. No problems. I'm just, you know, I sincerely hope that Trump wins this very decisively electorally, because I know he's not going to win it with popular vote. But I hope he does this simply because I really want the polling companies to go out of business.
Yes.
I want the media to go out of business. You know, and you know, that's not something I say lightly because it's people's jobs, their lives and everything, but they're just a bunch of liars and manipulators. You know what, and there's nothing noble about what they're doing.
It's amazing to me. Trump did more for minorities in this country with the Trump economy last fall than all the social welfare programs put together. It's amazing what you can do for yourself when you have a job. And then COVID came. And we saw Democratic legislatures lock the economy down. They tried to turn the United States economy into California, into New Jersey, into New York City, where you needed political approval before you could open, where we can have a rally on the street, but only seven people can attend a church at a time. I wonder if we'll remember how good the Trump year was and blame those who helped destroy it. I hope that we have a a very broad electoral turnout, not just for Trump, but for politicians that will set us free once again.
Well, I mean, you know, I know Project Veritas showed up at Mark Kelly's the other day wanting to know what he was going to go for. And he's got Chinese connections. I mean,
yes, he does.
He's got Chinese connections. He's probably got a few George Soros connections. I mean, if they want to actually, and it's interesting, I did not realize how much the Chinese had insinuated themselves into the process, but all of this has just been one big, you know, one big projection on the part of the left, talking about Trump and Russia and all this other stuff. And I'm, you know, I'm looking forward to Pence making mincemeat out of Scamala. And
right.
We'll see what we get out of that. And, of course, we'll see what we get out of a few other things. And then...
Remember who... was it Nancy who had the Chinese driver?
Yeah.
For years?
Nancy Pelosi. What a piece of work she is. She is just a... She is a miserable waste of skin.
The California legislature bought the new San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge from a Chinese construction firm?
Right.
You don't think there were any kickbacks? I mean, the Chinese Communist Party is where kickbacks are a way of life. They are essential. That is how you grow your company. You buy political permission for it to expand.
Right.
Wow. That's not the American way, I hope.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morrissey. Finally got back with us because Mother Nature.
Yeah, is quite a girl to dance with. You've had John Lott on. Thank you. And he said the growth in concealed carry has slowed. And he thinks that's mostly because of COVID. It's harder than it used to be to get your permit in many states.
Right.
Well, I think he's right, and I want to keep these new gun owners motivated. Can we talk about self-defense gun stories for this last segment?
You betcha.
Okay, then let's jump in. This one was in Flower Mound, Texas. You're at home on a Sunday afternoon. You hear some sounds from the back of your house, and before you can go get all the way there and get it sorted out, somebody kicks in your back door, and a man and a woman walk in. It's broad daylight on a Sunday afternoon. You shout for them to leave, and they keep coming. You own a gun. You're armed. You present it and shoot the man before he reaches you. That convinces both of them to turn around. They do. They turn and run. You stop shooting. You call the police. You hear your attackers drive away. They find them a few blocks away, stopped because the man was the driver, and he said, I've been shot. I can't drive anymore. He's taken to a hospital in serious but stable condition. And this is unusual. 29 times out of 30, if a robber sees you present a firearm, they'll go, whoops, this wasn't the attack I had in mind. But also, 3 out of 4 times, the people who commit an assault are intoxicated.
Right.
Liquid courage. It may be from a needle. It may be from a pill. It may be from a bottle. So their perceptions are distorted. Do they even notice that you have a gun? Or is he just, I'm coming through the door and I'm going to knock him down, come what may? But you can't depend on the presence of a firearm to stop your attacker. You may have to use it as a tool to physically stop someone. Is that one shot? Is that the whole magazine? Yeah, it's whatever it takes. Until he stop psychologically, as in this case. Remember, your single shot didn't stop him. He ran all the way back to the car. It convinced him that he didn't want to get shot anymore. Or had he pressed on, you might have to physically incapacitate him, backing up as you go. And can you do that? You certainly can't do that if your gun is kept up on the shelf, unloaded somewhere. Kathy Jackson said there are only two safe places for a firearm, in a gun safe or on your hip. I have to agree. And Bill, you live that lifestyle. I know you do.
Well, I don't wear it on my hip all the time when I'm at home. I do have it in my hand. That's a good place to have it, too. That's a good place to have it, too. Now, just out of curiosity.
Right.
Have you been able to do the podcasts?
I've only been able to get one episode back up. I was able to record it, and then my computer failed, so I couldn't edit it. Yeah, I had David Cole on. He's out of the Ohio area. He loves to train. It was great to have him on.
Yeah. While you were going through that, how hard was that for you to go through that to where you? Because we get into these routines where we're out here and we're like, for me, you know, I do this 5 days a week. So at a certain time during the day, And at a certain time during the day, you know, it's time to go broadcast. And when I don't get to, especially if it's something due to weather or stupidity on the part of my internet provider or something, like today, I just barely missed being knocked off the air because a Penske rental truck backed up and took out my mailbox, which is like 3 feet away from the cable box.
Wow.
And I mean, my mailbox is dead. I mean, it's dead. There's no resuscitation for this mailbox. So, I just barely missed that. And normally, the way my luck runs, it would hit it.
Right.
And whenever I miss that for something stupid, it sort of bugs me. How have you been sort of like going through a little bit of withdrawal, or what are you doing?
At first, I was just trying to survive. You know, if you're trying to keep your family with food and water, I missed the presidential debate. I was involved in much more basic concerns. And then it was getting my wife out of town so her business could stand back up where they have internet. Then it was getting power to my house. So I will tell you that the hurricane weight loss plan was worth about 12 pounds. You get up with the sun, work all day, go to bed at night. There's not a lot of partying and drinking. It's just too darn basic. And once your life has stood up, you go help your neighbors that aren't as well positioned as you. It was only the last week when I really started taking notes again. I didn't have time to miss it, Bill.
Yeah. I get that.
Right.
I mean, I've never missed it due to something like that.
Right.
I've never missed it due to something like that. So I get it.
What I want to point out is that John Q, average gun owner, had the presence of mind to stop shooting when the bad guy turned. And you'd think, somebody's broken into my house. Get out of here, you! I'm at risk. Oh, my! Bang! The guy turns, and your finger straightened, because he's headed the other way. Wow. That takes thought. That takes practice. I often wish we could practice that with turning targets in a range to say, do you have a target? Stop as soon as it turns away. It would be great. I mean, I have had training where I could do that. I was spoiled. That was the big city in San Diego.
Right.
Let's jump into Des Moines, Iowa. A dissimilar situation, not Sunday afternoon with the sun out, but an hour before sunrise. You're walking out to get to your car. Two teenagers step out from behind a building and say, stop right there. They put one hand up and their other hand holds a gun. You have two guns pointed at you. Your money or your life. Empty your pockets. Your wallet has a concealed carry card in it. you're a gun owner, and you're armed. The news doesn't say how you survived, what you did. As an instructor, we'd say, move. Take a step any direction, preferably to the side. As you present, shoot the nearest target and shoot. Give them several shots, then go on to the second one. By the time our defender was able to run away, these two young men, both teenagers, had been shot. One died at the scene. Our defender called police. They were able to save the life of one of his attackers. It doesn't say if these attackers had a prior criminal record. It's unusual that they wouldn't. Most criminals don't start with armed robbery. They start with assault. But wow. Oh, you have your gun, you got your permit, you carry.
Right.
Can you move and present like that?
We got 30 seconds, so real quick, tell everybody how they find you.
I write at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My work is picked up by Clash Daily. It also goes to Amaland, sometimes the Daily Surge. Once a week, I get to have a few minutes with my friend Bill Frady and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
Well, now that you've got power back, you do anyway. So I'm glad you got the power back. Glad you got the power back. And thank you for taking the time to join me this evening. And go check Rob's stuff out because he is back. Thank you, sir.
Say hi to Dan.
All right. Coming up next, Editor-in-Chief from thetruthaboutguns.com, Dan Zimmerman. All is right in the world. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.